From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Thousands of refugees streamed through Europe Thursday facing torrential rains on the Macedonian border with Greece, even as further to the north, Austria halted train service with Hungary because of massive overcrowding. The European Parliament, in a non-binding vote, overwhelmingly supported the call by European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker for country-by-country mandatory quotas to accept 160,000 refugees, mostly from war-torn Syria, over the next 2 years. The United States pledged Wednesday to accept more refugees from Syria and elsewhere, although no number has been announced. Heavy rains in already drenched areas of central and northern Japan caused major flooding Thursday, forcing tens of thousands of people to evacuate and setting off dramatic rescues of those who could not get out in time. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports.
We have a type of scene that Japan has not witnessed since March 11, 2011, when a major tsunami hit the northeast coast of Japan. However, this time it is weather-related. Rains going on for days around the Tokyo metropolitan area have forced rivers over their banks. And in the case of the Kinugawa River in nearby Ibaraki Prefecture, the levees have broken and thousands of homes have been inundated by water. We're hearing that as many as 90,000 people have now evacuated their residences, and there are dramatic scenes of helicopters plucking people from the waters.
That is VOA correspondent Steve Herman reporting from Tokyo. This is VOA News. China's foreign minister said Thursday the government was looking into the reported kidnapping of a Chinese national by Islamic State militants. The comment came a day after the militant group published in its online magazine the photos of two men and demanded unspecified ransom for their release. It identified them as 50-year-old Fan Jinghui of China and 48-year-old Ole Johan Grimsgård Ofsted of Norway. The report did not say when the hostages were captured or where they are being held. Norway's Prime Minister Erna Solberg said Wednesday that authorities learned of the possible kidnapping of a Norwegian man in his 40s in Syria at the end of January, and that they believe he is being held captive by the Islamic State group. Iran says it has not yet decided how to reduce its enriched uranium stockpile, which it must do under the July 14 nuclear deal it signed with six world powers. Iran envoy Reza Najafi said one option would be to export it to Russia or other countries. The other, he says, would be to convert it to non-enriched form. Najafi, Iran's chief envoy to the International Atomic Energy Agency, spoke to reporters Thursday outside a board meeting of the 35-nation agency.
We are discussing other ways. The other option, one way would be the changing, converting the extra stockpile or exporting to the other countries.
Russia?
One possibility is Russia, yes.
Uranium can be enriched to levels all the way to weapons grade, which is used in fissile core of nuclear arms. Iran says it is not interested in such weapons and enriches only to produce energy for peaceful research. The United States and NATO have reacted with concern to reports of increased Russian military presence in Syria. A senior U.S. defense official told VOA that Russia has been airlifting military supplies to Syria, calling such activities unhelpful. State Department spokesman John Kirby told reporters he did not have confirmation of a Russian buildup, but that Russia's intent here is unclear. Prague NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg expressed similar concern about reported Russian deployments of military personnel and aircraft to Syria. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said in a statement Wednesday, Russian military experts are in Syria to help its military master the use of Russian weaponry and other equipment. A new political survey in the U.S. shows Democratic Socialist Bernie Sanders edging ahead of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in Iowa, the rural state where voters in February will start to select the party's 2016 presidential nominee. Quinnipiac University poll released Thursday indicates Sanders is supported by 41% of the state's Democratic voters to 40% for Clinton, a marked change from 2 months ago when Clinton held a 19-point lead in Iowa. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.